USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. The water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi is so bad the state's governor says quality standards for the city's drinking water will have to take a back seat for now. Governor Tate Reeves in a press conference Wednesday said crews are doing round-the-clock emergency repairs at the damaged O.B. Curtis water treatment plant to get clean water running as soon as possible. But with many people still getting no water pressure at all, standards for what comes out of the tap will have to be flexible.
The state's experts are in command at O.B. Curtis, assessing the system's needs and fixing the problems they identify. I'm here to make sure they get what they need and that we go as quickly as we can.
Democrat Mary Peltola won the special election for Alaska's only U.S. House seat on Wednesday, besting a field that included Republican Sarah Palin, who was seeking a political comeback in the state where she was once governor. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Food and Drug Administration Wednesday authorized updated COVID boosters from both Pfizer and Moderna. Both shots target the Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5, which make up virtually all new cases in the U.S. Pfizer's new booster is approved for anyone 12 years and older, and Moderna's to anyone 18 and up, both at least 2 months after the person's last COVID shot. And those new boosters are only for those who've already gotten their initial shots, says ABC News medical contributor Dr. John Brownstein. The Pentagon's annual report on sexual assaults involving military personnel shows that reports are up 13%, and that's believed to be tied to the end of COVID restrictions on bases. Reports of sexual assault in military went up 13% last year, a jump that could be explained in part by the easing of COVID restrictions. Statistics show the Army experienced the largest increase, up nearly 26%, since sexual assault is a notoriously underreported crime. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Among the bright lights and electronic billboards of New York's Times Square, city authorities are posting signs proclaiming the bustling crossroads a gun-free zone. The sprawling Manhattan tourist attraction is one of scores of sensitive places, including parks, churches, and theaters, that will be off-limits for guns under a sweeping new state law going into effect Thursday. The measure, passed after a U.S. Supreme Court decision in June, expanded gun rights, also sets stringent standards for issuing concealed carry permits. However, the law has led to confusion and court challenges from gun owners who say it improperly limits their constitutional rights. The Navy SEALs are under investigation following a report alleging widespread use of PEDs among trainees months after a SEAL candidate died shortly after completing Hell Week. New York Times said in the course of the investigation, the Navy discovered syringes and performance-enhancing drugs in his car and later discovered about 40 candidates had either tested positive or had admitted using steroids or other drugs in violation of Navy regulation. His mother, Regina Mullen, adamant that while he'd consider it, he did not use drugs. The family of a Marine killed in Afghanistan has revived a defamation lawsuit against Alec Baldwin over comments the actor made online. The sisters and widow of Lance Corporal Riley McCollum alleged Baldwin subjected them to online threats and harassment after he posted and commented on a photo shared online by one of McCollum's sisters. This is USA Radio News.